This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And this is where we are with 6 days left in fiscal 2013. We are nowhere. Republicans in the House have had their say on the federal budget. Democrats in the Senate will have their say at some point later this week. And it's pretty much guaranteed they are not going to be saying the same thing. So when push comes to shove next Monday at midnight, it's entirely possible that big chunks of the federal government are going to have to turn off the lights and lock the door. We've been here before, of course, most recently back in the mid-90s, twice then in point of fact. And contrary to what you might think, shutting things down doesn't save any money at all. Marketplace's David Gura gets us going.
We got an estimate of the cost of those shutdowns a couple of weeks after the second one ended, in January 1996.
Good morning.
President Clinton brought it up during his weekly radio address.
Two government shutdowns so far have cost taxpayers about $1.5 billion. $1.5 billion. That's not monopoly money.
Adjusting for inflation, that would be about $2 billion today.
That's probably a lowball estimate.
Nick Schwellenbach is an analyst with the Center for Effective Government. During those shutdowns, the EPA didn't assess or collect $60 million worth of fines. Small businesses couldn't bid on contracts valued at $244 million. Schwellenbach says that those costs don't even begin to include the inefficiencies associated with a government shutdown.
The leadership of many of these agencies that would rather be spending their time executing their agency's mission are actually spending a lot of time right now trying to prepare for potential shutdowns.
Time, which of course costs money. In the 90s, Ron Haskins was a Republican staffer for a House subcommittee.
There are lots of practical implications on people in their, their normal life, but also on the American economy.
Haskins says it can affect GDP and the government's ability to hire and keep good workers.
It's a lousy way to run a country, to close down the government and create all this uncertainty, plus some very specific costs.
Plus some other costs that are harder to quantify, what are called opportunity costs, the value of all the time and resources we put into having this debate over and over again. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.